South Dakota Public Broadcasting, sdpb.org.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Brad Erbach from the Pure Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And leading us in our pledge today is Paige Jennifer Imers from Chamberlain.
We pray. Holy and gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We are grateful for the men and women of this house who so willingly give of their time and their energy and their brilliance to share with this state great leadership. So bless them. We pray for them as they go through this session. There are a lot of challenges this year. Bless them and grant them wisdom. We also ask you to be with them today as they travel home for a little longer weekend. We thank you as we celebrate Monday, one who was a champion for justice and for all people in our country. So bless us, Father. May your justice and mercy always flow within our state. All these things I would ask in the name of my Lord's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
The clerk will call the roll, please.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennert, Dreyer, Elliott, Engels, Fain, Fargen, Feikert, Feinstein, Frerichs, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaud, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Lust, McLaughlin, Mosier, Noam, David, Narstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Rau, Schrump, Camarounds, Russell, Schleckaway, Schrump, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turboville, Van Gruppen, Vanderlinde, Vanneman, Verschio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure, respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bills 1015 and 1017 do pass, and House Bill 1016 do pass as amended. Joni M. Cutler, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the reports of the Joint Select Committees relative to fixing compensation, relative to securing chaplains, relative to arranging for legislative days, relative to the joint rules, relative to the making arrangements for memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate, and committee to make arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House bills and journals, and other legislative printing for the two houses. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Gosch moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to legislative printing and distribution of bills and journals for the 84th legislative session be adopted.
All those in favor of the Representative Gosch motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Hunt moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arrangements for a memorial service for the 84th legislative session be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor of the Representative Hunt motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Representative Dennert.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I don't have an announcement, but I would like the body to welcome and recognize a former legislator from this chamber. He spent, I think he said, 14 years here, Representative Al Waltman.
Welcome, Al. Welcome back, sir. It's great to have you. Further announcements. Representative Hoffman. Mr. Speaker, personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you. If anyone would like to see the most honorable and beautiful Alexandra Hoffman on the TLC program at 9 o'clock this evening, you will be able to see some just wonderful showcasing of a gal from South Dakota who's trying to represent all of you in her best interest and our best interest. And I wish her well, and I'll be giving you further information next week. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. That's why we went into session early, so we could get home and watch that. Further announcements. Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, just a quick reminder that at 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning, we'll be in room 414. Representative Kirkaby was good enough to make sure that the Commerce Committee will be done by then, and we will join together and watch the inaugural on Tuesday the 20th. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce someone to you. Some of you know him very well. He just, I can't say retired from this honorable body, but it was term limited. He is my husband and best friend, Bert Elliott.
Bert, welcome back up here in the gallery. He switched roles, but it's good to have him back anyway. Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my privilege today and my honor to introduce to you Dr. Colette Ducheneau of Mobridge, from my home district in the back. She is the doctor for the day. She graduated from Cheyenne Eagle Butte High School, went to the University of South Dakota for her undergraduate degree, and graduated from the University of North Dakota Medical School. Will the Speaker in the House please join me in recognizing Dr. Ducheneau and all of the doctors for taking the time to spend with us.
Thank you, doctor, for coming to visit us. We've had some sick people. It's good you're around. Representative Wink.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Next Tuesday, January 20th, at 7:15, the Joint Appropriations Committee will meet for a briefing, followed by a hearing at 8 o'clock with the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Vanderlinding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. I would like a personal privilege, please.
Granted, ma'am.
To my esteemed colleagues, I have the privilege of introducing my daughter, Emily, who is here to watch me as I watched my mother in the legislature before this esteemed House of Representatives. And I have my grandson, Isaac, who is 5 years old, and he wants to be the next president, at my side. And my other grandson, Ryan, who is 2 3/4. And also Aiden, who is due February 21st. This is the last weekend that she can travel because the baby's due the 21st. And her husband, Rob, is with her, who fled with his mother and father and 5 brothers from Iran 8 years ago because of religious persecution. And he became a U.S. citizen 2 years ago. And we are very pleased with that. Please welcome them. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Welcome. Outstanding. Representative Dreyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to thank Representative Virtue in advance for bringing donuts to us Tuesday morning. They're going to be delicious. Thank you.
Thank you. Actually, I'm going to take the privilege myself right now to have an announcement quickly. We're going to have a little change of policy in the House. We used to buy donuts if your cell phone went off on the floor or in committee. Committee chairs are still have the capability to do what they want. Since I'm the presiding officer, I'm making a change in the House. Representative Virtue will visit me. We'll come up with an appropriate dollar amount that would be comparable to buying rolls for all of us, and that money will go into a fund. At the end of the session, all dollars in that fund will go to the Children's Home Society, which I think is a worthy cause to receive those funds. So Representative Virtue and I will visit sometime after this. Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Olson Ryan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a a reminder, since we don't come back till Tuesday, the house tax will be meeting at 8:30 a.m. So I know it's going to be a little messed up with starting on Tuesday, but just remind you that 8:30.
Tax, 8:30, ladies and gentlemen, on Tuesday. Representative Kirkaby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Immediately following that, House Local Government, 10 o'clock. It's time to go to work.
10 o'clock, local government. Further announcements. Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is a good reminder. It will be Tuesday, and we will have Health and Human Services at 7:45, and we'll start with Social Services Department. Thank you.
Hardest working committee we got, Health and Human Services, starting on time. Any further announcements? Seeing none, Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Motion carries.